Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Blue reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Stone moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watwood moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watwood scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caraway for the out. Appling moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Richardson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel bunts towards the mound. Caraway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richardson moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. Richardson scores. Hayworth moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. Gehringer scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Walker reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker is attempting to score. There's the throw to the plate. He's out. Double play. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fonseca. Richardson moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries misplays the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries catches it and throws to first to double up Sorel. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards short. Rogle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to third. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffries scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Weiland now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Richardson bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Rogel steals third. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Hayworth moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to third. Sorel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to home to get Hayworth. Sorel moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Grant Bowler now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richardson moves to third. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Whatwood reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. Frank Grubb pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Grubb moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Grant Bowler. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Kerr now playing second base. Ted Lyons now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and steps on second to double up Gehringer. Towards short. Appling catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Johnson scores. Stone moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-4 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.